Muchas gracias, señor.
Many thanks, President. Since it's the first time that my delegation is taking the floor under your presidency, allow me to congratulate you on your appointment. I'd also like to thank you for your tireless efforts to make progress in the work of the CD. My delegation has closely followed the consultations you have carried out with a view to the draft decision on establishing a working group in order to make progress on the basis of common understanding to prepare a programme of work with a negotiating mandate. We're happy to see that there seem to be common elements between your proposal and CD 1913 submitted by Colombia in 2011 in their national capacity, in order to strengthen the CD. For my delegation, it is of particular import that the work of the conference focus on achieving a negotiating mandate. We agree with the vision set out by other states, namely that the CD mandate is to negotiate disarmament treaties. The conference cannot shirk the responsibility on its shoulders as the unique negotiating forum for disarmament. We are interested in your appreciation of proposals made. And this is something which I think means we'll be able to find common ground. And we also are going to submit your draft to our capital. President, since I have the floor, I would also like to restate the Colombian government's position on as regards the launch of a ballistic missile by DPRK. This was expressed through a press release issued yesterday, and I'd like to quote that. The Foreign Affairs Ministry of Colombia condemns the launch of a ballistic missile by DPRK. This happened on February the 12th, and the government of Colombia would urge DPRK to fully comply with the Security Council resolutions in this regard, and particularly Resolution 2321 of 2016. Our government will strictly implement the sanctions as pursuant to Security Council resolutions until that body takes a different position vis-a-vis DPRK. Peace and security of the Korean Peninsula cannot be affected by these actions which undermine security and prevent the re-establishment of channels of communication and dialogue.